don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance,
go and carry
you can
on
dance
till the night is
you
gone
dance,
and it's time to
you
go.
Can dance, you can dance
if he asks,
you can dance
if you're all alone.
You can dance,
can he take you,
you
home?
Can dance,
you must tell him
you
go.
Can dance,
cause
you can
don't
dance
forget he's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Music you can dance to. We're talking the twist, the hully gully, even the funky chicken. Cruise and WGCM.
My lover's heart for me, for me. Cupid, please hear my cry. Oh, arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. No. My lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, if your arrow make a love strong for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, don't you hear me?
We're putting the ding in your ramba-lamba ding dong, baby. Cruise and WGCM.
I look at all the lovely people.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father mucked from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Do it now. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Set at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at double A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. On a warm and sunny Sunday afternoon from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it's the series finale between the Mississippi Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarello will be joined by Garrett Green momentarily. Happy holiday week, Independence Day, but the Shuckers celebrating July 4th with their special hats and, of course, plenty of fireworks going off after the game tonight. And we had some fireworks yesterday in the M Braves 18-4 victory over the Biloxi Shuckers. Drew Lugbauer slugging a franchise record drove in seven RBIs, slugged a home run, a double along the way. Justin Dean scoring five runs, tying a record as well. And you know, they got off after it early, jumping out to a 12-0 lead after 2.5 innings. Well, the Shuckers offensive, though, Cam Devaney, a bright spot. Finished with two hits and four trips, a double, a home run. Scored twice and drove in two runs as well on the home run he had in the fifth inning. Number 10 on the season for him. Looks to continue that trend moving forward. Of course, he had the 24-game on-base streak, 19-game hitting streak, which, talk about franchise records, that was a record in terms of the hitting streak. So he can get hot at any time, and we have seen a new Cam Devaney here in 2022. On the pitching side of the bullpen, Taylor Floyd inning in two-thirds. His scoreless streak was snapped at 7 2/3, which was a season long. Nash Walters, though, his streak still going strong now to 9 2/3 innings. Tossed an inning a third yesterday. Robbie Hint went a third of an inning. He cleaned up the back end of the third. But again, all M Braves scoring 18 runs on 18 hits, but the funny thing about baseball is that you get a new game the next day. Try to do the same thing. The opponent we saw with the Brewers this week, where they put up 17 runs against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they fell the next night 7-4. So Shuckers looking on this holiday weekend to cap it off and split the series as well. And Braves lead the series 3-2 after winning the last three games in this series. Justin Bullock opposite of Alan Rangel today. Again, to cap off this series, we'll get you the rest of the lineups next here in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game pass season options, and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And welcome back to MGM Park, the home of Biloxi Shuckers, the AA affiliate for the Milwaukee Brewers, as they get set with the Mississippi Braves for the series finale to kick off the start of the second half of the 2022 season. Let's get to the start of laps now for both sides. We start with the visitors today, the Mississippi 2 overall record in the season so far, but currently they find themselves ahead of the pack in the South Division, 3-2 tie with Montgomery. And for first place, again, in the South Division standings of the Southern League. Here is their starting nine. Second baseman Cade Bunnell leads things off, followed by the center fielder Justin Dean. Left and hitting third baseman C.J. Alexander. He bats third, two home runs in this series. And the power slugging first baseman out of the University of Michigan, Drew Lundbauer, bats cleanup. Drove in seven runs yesterday, including a home run. Switch hitting shortstop Jariel Gonzalez right behind him. He bats fifth. Left and hitting left fielder Andrew Moritz bats sixth, currently on a 14-game on-base streak. Something to watch out for throughout full nine innings today. The catcher Hendrick Clementine, slated in the seventh spot. The right fielder batting eighth, it's Trey Harris. And the Disney hitter Riley Delgado rounds out the starting nine as the right-hander Alan Rahel goes to the mound today. Rahel, who started on Tuesday, comes in at 2-2 with a 5.37 ERA. Rahel struggled in that outing. His team would come up just short 7-6, but a walk-off for the Shuckers that night. Rahel lasted just two-thirds of an inning through 35 pitches, allowed three runs on three hits and walked three. So he's trying to find that command. Is going to be something for him early in this one. Now for the Shuckers, even 500 record on the season, 36-36. They've dropped their last three games in this series to the Embraves. And here is their starting nine. Noah Campbell, the designated hitter, bats first, followed by the shortstop Andrew Monasterio. The Brewers' number two prospect, the right fielder Joey Weimer, bats third. The catcher Jackson Reitz will bat cleanup today. Switch hitting first baseman out of all this, Thomas Dillard, slotted in the five hole. Felix Valerio playing second base and will bat sixth. Third baseman Cam Devaney, slotted in the seventh spot. Get home run yesterday for him. Maybe 2 in 2 days. We'll see tonight. Gason Coca, the switch hitting center fielder, bats eighth, picked up his first outfield assist in the loss yesterday. And the left fielder Terrence Dawson rounds out. Justin Bullock, the right hander, goes to the hill. 0-1 with a 5.79 ERA. Went 3 1/3 innings, allowed two runs on six hits, walked three, and struck out two on Tuesday against the Embraves. Again, a couple wraparound starters that we have seen in this series. Jared Schuster was going to go, and then they tinker a little bit with the starting rotation. So Schuster will go tomorrow when the Embraves return home to play their July 4th game. We'll have our picks to click and some scores around the Southern League next here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Russell, Russell, Russell.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united. Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center. Has been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
July 4th weekend here from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. The series finale between the Mississippi Braves and the hometown of Biloxi Shuckers. We welcome in Garrett Green. I'm Thomas Mazzarella. It's time now for our picks to click here tonight. Garrett, who are you going to go with, the pick to click?
I am going to go with Jackson Reitz as my pick to click in this evening's contest. Reitz has not reached base in a game. That's the longest streak he's got this year. He hasn't gotten a hit in back-to-back contests. He has only gone one stretch where he's not gotten a hit in three straight games. I don't think that's going to happen tonight. Give me the Shuckers cleanup man, Jackson Reitz, as my pick to click this evening.
I like it. It's always, you can't keep Jackson down for long. That is what we have seen this season. He is up in the upper echelon and first in so many offensive ranks this season. I'm going to go with guy at the bottom of the order, familiar face, third baseman Cam Devaney. Two hits yesterday, mentioned a double, a home run. Scored two runs and also drove in two runs on the two-run blast he had in the fifth inning. Those were two of his three hits in this series, and sometimes it's about finishing a series strong. I think Cam's going to do so today, and we're probably going to see him in Montgomery tomorrow. If he's able to stay hot today, maybe another multi-hit game tomorrow. That is my pick to click here in the contest today. Well, a few other games going on in the Southern League. Everybody playing today, obviously, as everybody else is in minor league baseball. We'll start in Chattanooga. The Birmingham Barons, who are in first place in the North Division in the second half, 4-1 record, looking to win their fourth straight game against the Lookouts. One, they score five runs in the bottom of the first inning. Error, walk, and a double. Bases clearing double by Michael DeLeon, who plays three of the five, so they're off and running. Trash Pandas and Smokies also playing bottom of the first inning. Chase Strumpf gets the Smokies on the board first. RBI double scores Jake Slaughter. 1-0, and then Montgomery and Pensacola getting set. They played a doubleheader yesterday, so everybody's back to the same amount of games in the South Division standings today. Jaden Murray goes opposite of Cody Mincy. A pair of really good right-handers going on there today at Blue Wahoo Stadium. As the Shuckers run out from the first base dugout in their home white uniforms, the July 4th caps on top of their heads. Well, the first pitch on the other side, but first a national anthem here from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park?
enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it is the series finale of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Hope you are having a wonderful holiday weekend alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Coming into tonight, the Shuckers hit 36-36 on the year, 2-3 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. As for Mississippi, 32-42 on the year, but they are 3-2. Here is the starting lineup one more time for the M Braves. Leading off, the second baseman, Cade Bunnell. Justin Dean in center bat second. And C.J. Alexander at third is in the three spot. The cleanup man is the first baseman, Drew Lugbauer. Jariel Gonzalez at short. And Andrew Moritz out and left, bat sixth. In the seventh spot is the catcher, Hendrick Clementina. Trey Harris out in right field. He will bat eighth. And rounding it all out for Mississippi is their designated hitter, Riley Delgado. They go opposite the right-hander Justin Bullock, 0-1 this year, with a 5.79 earned run average. And the Mississippi Braves are led by first-year manager Bruce Crabb. Shuckers are in their home white jerseys today. They have Shuckers in blue lettering across the chest. They have blue numbers and black names on the back of those white jersey tops, white pants on, and they wear the Shuckers 4th of July caps. As for the Mississippi Braves, they look like their parent club, the Atlanta Braves, in their road graze today with red caps. So here is the right-hander Bullock as he peers into the second baseman Bunnell, and the first pitch is a little outside, and we're off and running at 6:08 Central Time here in Biloxi. Thrilled you are with us today. Bullock kicks and fires. And a 1-0 is a little high and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. The set is warm, but it is finally cleared up here. 86 degrees at first pitch at MGM Park. 2-0 is hit a mile in the air, playable out in right field. Coming on is Weimer. He gets underneath it, and in very shallow right, reaches up and hauls it in. One gone as Justin Dean comes to bat for Mississippi.
Oh, let's meet the Shuckers defense today. Start on the outfield left to right, Terrence Dawson, Yason Coca, and Joe Weimer just made that play on the infield. Cam Devaney's at third, Andrew Monasterio, Felix Valerio, the double play due off the middle. Thomas Dillard's at first, and Jackson Reitz is behind home plate, doing the catching.
First offer to Dean, hacking at it, bounces at third base side. Devaney just gets a glove to it, but it goes out into left field, and Justin Dean, as he did so many times yesterday, is on base for the M Braves with one out here in the first. Well, Dean yesterday, 3-for-3, his first three times up. He then walked two more times, did pop out and strike out, but came in and scored five runs. Speedster in every term of the word, and he is on first for C.J. Alexander. Here's the first offer, And that is taken a little low for a ball. It is 1-0 to Alexander. Well, on the mound tonight for the Shuckers is the 6'1", 204-pound right-hander Justin Bullock. 23 years old, a native of Creedmoor, North Carolina. 1-0 and a wave and a miss at a slider, and the count is 1-1 to Alexander. For Bullock, this is his ninth start of the year. It is the third that he is making against the Mississippi Braves. He was the starter in the series opener back on Tuesday night. Reddy's here with Dean on first, and is 1-1. And that is fouled off third base side. And the count 1-2 to the third baseman, Alexander. Bullock taking in the 16th round of the 2017 draft by the Brewers out of South Granville High School. Scouting report on him, throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and also mixes in a curveball. Right-hander operating from the first base side of the rubber. Sansan fires home, and a 1-2 is fouled, and that one catches Reitz on the mat. He asks for the ball, doesn't get it, and then a little flick of the wrist by Jackson. And so a hand delivery of the baseball by our home plate umpire, Macon Hammond. And as he does that, let's read the rest of our umpiring crew today. Raul Moreno is at third, and rounding out our three-man umpiring crew is James Jean. He is our crew chief over at first base. Just underway here in the top of the first inning, Shuckers and Braves. One gone, and the man on first is Justin Dean, the center fielder, after his one-out single. Alexander in a 1-2 hole, the pitch. This is fouled off of his foot. Bullock still comes on and scoops, but nothing more there. Well, for the right-hander Bullock and the start that he made back on Tuesday night, 3 1/3 innings, he did give up 6 hits, but just 2 runs, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Shuckers would come back and win that game 3-2, scoring a couple of runs in the 7th that night. Bullock is spinning the throw, and Dean has to dive back in quickly in front of it. Chest high throw to Diller. On the bases this year, Dean has 11 steals in 14 tries. Set by Bullock and the right-hander. From the belt, and again he'll throw over to first, and Dean slides back in. Dillard has the ball slip out of his glove. So there are the two disengagements that Justin Bullock has allowed in this at-bat to C.J. Alexander. Any more disengagements without picking off Dean would result in a balk. The 1-2. And that is high and away for a ball at 92 miles an hour. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Alexander. Alexander, 2-for-6 lifetime against Bullock. He does have a home run off of him. 2 RBIs. Has not struck out yet against Bowler. Here's a 2-2. The runner goes. It's swung on a miss. The throw down to second is way high and into center field. Dean will turn up and head to third. And there will be no throw from Jason Koka. So it is a strikeout of Alexander for the second out. Dean steals third and advances to third on the throwing error by Reitz. There's a man in scoring position with 2 gone. For the first baseman, Drew Lungbauer.
Oh, it's always so tough to strike him out, throw him out, especially with Alexander swinging. And you think for Reitz, too, he's just able to sidestep out of the way, but the ball just sailed on him. You don't see that too often from Reitz.
Well, Reitz has been very solid behind home this year, as this pitch is low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0 to Lungbauer. Well, Lungbauer had an historic night last night for the Braves. 7 RBIs. A new franchise record. 1-0 is inside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Seems only appropriate that an Braves record would be set against the Shuckers. Of course, Biloxi had their franchise record for RBIs set against Mississippi last year at Trustmark Park. 2-0. And a swing and a miss at a changeup blown away. The count is 2 balls and 1 strike to Lungbauer. That would, of course, be Chad Spanberger, who had 9 RBIs. In a 3-home-run, 5-hit game against Mississippi. 2-1, Lungbauer checks his swing. They will appeal to third, and Raul Moreno says that Lungbauer did not offer. The count is 3-1. Lungbauer last night walked a couple of times, including a walk to force in a run, had a 2-RBI double, a 2-run homer, and a 2-RBI single. 3-1. And he hits this one down the right field line, and that is going to be a fair ball that's going to head over his Dean. Weimer has to scoop it out all the way in the actual right field corner. He's got a strong arm out there. And Drew Lugbauer picks up right where he left off yesterday with an RBI double, and the M-Raves have a 1-0 lead here in the first.
Oh, baseball that just narrowly stayed fair was hugging that white line. He just said it really ended up in the corner, like legitimately did, as you don't see that too often happen at MGM Park, but the pull power from Lugbauer and nestled right down there between the chain link fence and the blue padding.
So a man on second and two going, and now it's the shortstop, Jariel Gonzalez. Switch hitter will bat from the left side, and Bullock drops in a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, the dimensions here at MGM Park, it's 325 down the left field line, 350 to the left field alley, 400 to straightaway center, 350 to right field, and 325 down the right field line. As a pitch misses outside, threw him another off speed, and the count is 1-1. 8-foot high blue padded wall that surrounds the entire ballpark. Wind is blowing in slightly from right today, so it'll knock it down for the lefties a little bit. 1-1 is hacked on the ground. Five hopper scooped up ankle high by Valerio, and the throw goes to first, and Gonzalez is retired. But the M-Braves strike first on a single, a steal, an error, and an RBI double by Drew Lugbauer. We head on to the bottom of the first. It's the M-Braves 1 and the Shuckers coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hops. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Move on to the home half of the first inning. The Mississippi Braves with a 1-0 lead over the Shuckers as we go that way. Here is the starting nine that Biloxi will send to the plate today. Leading off is the designated hitter, Noah Campbell. Andrew Monasterio follows him at short, and Joey Weimer out in right field bats third. The catcher is Jackson Reitz. He's in the cleanup spot. Thomas Dillard at first. He'll bat fifth. And in the sixth spot is the second baseman, Felix Valerio. Cam Devaney is at third. He will hit seventh. In the eighth spot, the center fielder, Jason Koka. And rounding it all out is the left fielder, Terrence Dostin. The right-hander, Alan Rangel, is on the mound for the M-Braves today. And the first offer from him is high for a ball. It is 1-0 to Noah Campbell. Rangel ready to fire again, the 1-0. And a fastball inside. Two balls and no strikes to Campbell. Rangel making his 15th start this year, 2-2 with a 5.37 earned run average. As a 2-0 is upstairs, and it's quickly three balls and no strikes to Noah Campbell. Rangel, the 3-0. And that is off the plate. It is a four-pitch walk to Noah Campbell to lead things off for the Shuckers. Well, remember, Rangel got the start in the game back on Tuesday night, and control was an issue for him in that game. Also issued a leadoff walk to Campbell and then gave up a two-run homer to Andrew Monasterio, who steps in from the right side. Here's the first pitch, and a fastball is low. Pretty good-looking offer at 92. It is one ball, and Rangel peeks to first base with Campbell on. And the right-hander's 1-0. And that is high and inside. Two balls and no strikes. And so as Rangel comes out and delivers six straight balls, we'll bring Hendrick Clementina out to the mound to have a conversation with him. Well, for Rangel, that was his problem back on Wednesday night. He went two-thirds of an inning, gave up three runs on three hits, three walks, and just one strikeout.
He threw 35 pitches. Just 16 of them were for strikes. Already 6 tosses and 6 balls for the 6'2", 170-pound wide-hitter, Alan Ramhell. Working in full-length navy sleeves out from underneath the gray jersey top this evening. The 2-0 to Monasterio. And that is high and inside with a fastball at 93. It is 3 balls and no strikes to Monasterio. And you have to imagine that Andrew is not going to swing here. Set and the 3-0. And that is taken inside corner for a strike, 3-1. Monasterio is 9-for-19 in his first 5 games with the Shuckers. A double and 3 home runs. The 3-1. And that is fouled back just off to our right out of play. And so the count will go full now to Monasterio. Reminder that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Ranhell, a pretty quick worker even with a man on base. The 3-2 runner goes, and this is grounded short side, picked up by Gonzalez backhand. And the throw to first is in time. Campbell was off and moving, so no chance at a double play. As no one moves to second on the 6-3 ground out by Monasterio.
Well, let's meet the Embrace defense tonight. Start on the outfield, Andrew Moritz, Justin Dean in center, and Trey Harris is in right. On the infield, Siege Alexander at the hot corner. Jariel Gonzalez, Cade Bunnell up the middle. Drew Lugbauer is manning first base, and Hendrick Clementina is doing the catching.
So with a man on second and one gone, it's Joey Weimer. The first pitch is a breaking ball that falls in at the knees for a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, scouting report on Ranhell, he throws a fastball, a changeup, and a slider. Also mixes in a curveball occasionally. The set and the 0-1. And another curveball. Clementina tries Kant. It is 1-1 to Joey. Well, Joey in this series is 1-for-16. He does have 3 walks and a stolen base. As the set and the 1-1. And another curveball low and outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike to Weimer. Joey 0-for-2 last night before he was taken out of the game in the 6th inning. Seemed like it was just a mental break for the right-handed hitter. Right-handed hurler Ranhell sets and the 2-1. And Weimer takes a fastball knee-high at 95. Little extra juice for Ranhell there. And the count runs even at 2-2 to Weimer. Joey in 66 games this year, 17 doubles and 15 home runs. Campbell dances off of second. And the 2-2. And Weimer swings and tips it into the mid of Clementina for a strikeout. From a changeup. And so the second out of the inning for Ranhell brings up Jackson Reeds.
That's a quick turnaround for Ranhell. He started the game, he said, 6 straight balls, or 7 straight balls to start his outing. And it gets the ground out, just gets you rolling. All it takes is one pinch, you get it out. Now the huge strikeout to Weimer.
So two gone, Campbell on second after the walk. 1-0 in Braves in the bottom of the first. A peek and now the offer to Reeds. And Jackson takes a slider at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Reeds in his career against Ranhell is 2-for-3 against him with a home run and an RBI. Kick and the 0-1. And a curveball misses inside. One ball and one strike to Reeds. Jackson hitting .286 for the year, 58th game for the catcher. 15 doubles and a league leading 17 home runs. Has driven in 49 this year. 1-1. And he hits this pretty well to left field. Backing up on it, Moritz, he looks, and it goes over the wall for a 2-run homer. The 18th blast of the year for Jackson Reeds. And Biloxi takes a 2-1 lead in the first. Well, we said it. He hadn't gotten a hit in back-to-back games. You felt like it wasn't going to get to 3. And a 2-run laser over the left field wall puts the Shuckers in front in the home half of the first. So now it's Thomas Dillard, and he hits this one in the air. Right field, but Harris started back quickly, will stop and settle underneath it. Dillard just got it off the end of the bat, and that brings the bottom of the first to a close. But Biloxi strikes for a pair on the 2-run homer by Jackson Reeds.
And as we head on to the second, it's now Biloxi 2 and Mississippi 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get.
Start of the second inning, Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 2-1. Andrew Moritz, the left fielder, leads it off as the right-hander Justin Bullock comes out for the second. And the first offer fastball belt high but tight. For the ball, it is 1-0. Moritz hitting .274 this year in 43 games. Reset by Bullock and the 1-0. And that is hit in the air. Flair, third base side, backing up Devaney, wheeling underneath it, and he makes a one-handed stab in the air and hauls it in foul ground. Moritz is retired for the first out on two pitches, and it brings up the catcher, Hendrick Clementina. Well, after the Embrave strike for a run in the top of the first inning on a single by Dean and an RBI double by Drew Lugbauer, Shuckers get a leadoff walk to Noah Campbell and a two-run homer by Jackson Reitz to take the lead. First offer to Clementina is a dart, belt high but in. For a ball, it is 1-0. Bullock sets the 1-0. And a breaking ball, and Clementina smashes it. Deep to left field, tracking back on it, Dawson. It's in the netting and gone. Just hung him a curveball, and Clementina hits it out for his eighth homer of the year, and we are tied at two with one gone in the second. Well, when Clementina gets a hold of one, they can go a long way. And a solo blast draws the game back level here in the second.
As you said, a pitch just belt high for Clementina. That's in the wheelhouse for him, and crushes that one. Yeah, you can pull out the tape measure when he connects it.
So now bases empty, one gone, and the eight-hole hitter Trey Harris takes a letter-high fastball for a strike. The Reach team has now hit a home run in the contest. As the righty Bullock, the 0-1. And that is skipped on the ground and through out into left field for a base hit for Harris. Remember, he had a two-hit night a few nights ago. Would have been a three-hit night were it not for a great diving catch by Jackson Reitz, who was playing in left field. So Harris heating up a little bit. He singles through the left side, and it brings up Riley Delgado. First offer to Delgado. On a fastball at 91. Clips the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, for Bullock, coming into tonight in his last three starts, 10 in the third innings, he had given up just three total runs. As the 0-1 is high and inside, it is 1-1. Six walks, but eight strikeouts in that span. As he has had two different stints on the injured list this year, but has really found some good form lately. 1-1. And that is hit in the air on the infield. Monasterio and Dillard. Monasterio will call for it. About 7 feet behind the pitcher's mound towards the first base side. Monasterio makes the grab. And Delgado is retired on a pop-up on the infield. Two gone, and that flips the lineup back over to Cade Bunnell. So Bolick trying to limit damage here. As we're now tied at two in the top of the second inning. Runner on first is Harris and the offer. And Bunnell takes letter high outer half for a fastball. It is 0-1. Bunnell, his first time up, popped out to shallow right field. Bullock, the 0-1. And he misses outside with a changeup. It is 1-1. Runner at first, Harris, had started to dance off of the bag. He took a big secondary lead and then stopped.
I just wonder if some of that caught the attention of Bullock as he was firing home.
Well, Harris with 3 steals and 5 attempts this year. And there is a throw over his way. Right towards the belly button of Thomas Dillard, who is more of a check on the runner. Creeping up on when our normal first pitch time is. 6:30 here in Mississippi. That is the 1-1. And that is on the inner edge with a breaking ball for a strike. It is 1-2. And so now is the time of day where, as the sun sets behind the first base grandstand, it becomes very difficult out in left field with the sun shining straight on you. Shadows are on home plate and the mound now as well. Bullock, the 1-2. There goes the runner. The pitch is high. Reach, the throw down, and the tag is in time to cut down Harris. Another caught stealing for Jackson Reitz, and it brings the top of the second to a close. But the M-Braves tie the game on a solo home run by Hendrick Clementina. And as we move on to the home half of the second inning, square it to Shuckers and M-Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza, presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 20th of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
start of the bottom of the second inning, tied at two between the Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. First pitch to the Colts, strike to Delario. The next one was fouled off, so in an 0-2 count. Right-hander Alan Rangel deals a breaking ball down low. The count is a ball and a strike. Ball and two strikes to Felix Valerio. Rangel brings it home, and this is numbed on the ground. Out to second, an easy skipper for Bunnell. Fields and throws and retires his counterpart. One going here in the second, and Cam Devaney the diamond. Riding with us on this July 3rd as the July 4th holiday weekend carries along. Shuckers finishing off 12 games here at home. Won 4 out of 6 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and now they have won 2 out of 5 against these Mississippi Braves. As Rangel overcooks a fastball low to Devaney, it is 1-0. The Shuckers looking for a win here for a series split. The set and the 1-0. And that is low and skips away from Clementina. It's 2 balls and no strikes to Cam Devaney. Well, Devaney in the game last night, 2-for-4 with a double and a two-run homer. The 2-0. And he takes a dart of a fastball high. 3 balls and no strikes to Cam. He'll be very selective here as Rangel deals home. And he takes the whole way a cold strike. 94 miles an hour on the inner half. It is 3-1. Rangel comes downhill with the 3-1. And Devaney flies this over our heads. And a seagull passes in the process.
Got to watch out for foul balls as well, just like fans do.
Yeah. And the count is now full to Devaney. Rangel shakes a few times and now has the one he likes. Payoff. And that is rocketed up the middle, of base hit for Devaney. Right back from where it came from, sharply lined into center, and the Shuckers have a one-out base runner in the second.
Well, Rangel falling behind, he's able to get back into it, but again, unfortunately, when you fall behind 3-0, it puts you in a tough spot, a fastball count for Devaney, and he shoots it right back up the middle.
Man on first and one gone for Jason Coca, the center fielder for the Shuckers. Rangel readies, and the first offer. And that is taken outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Coca has put together a very good series. 5-for-15 with an RBI and a walk. He's also coming in scoring a run. And he's played all over the field. He's back in center again tonight. The kick and the 1-0. And this is hit out in the left field, tracking towards the line, Moritz, and he will have a play on it a few steps shy of the warning track, out in left field towards the line. And so Coca lines out for Terrence Dostin.
Well, unfortunately for Jason, that's kind of the scouting report that the Embrays have picked up on, is playing a little bit closer to the left field line for slap-type hitters like Jason, and they go the opposite way.
And a couple of sharp line drives that were snagged out of the air the other night. So it's another lefty in Dawson, and a set of the offer. And the first one is hit the opposite way. Gonzalez isn't going to get to it. And it's an inside-out single for Terrence Dawson. 2 men on base, and the lineup turns back over to Noah Campbell. He's got a fastball on the inner edge of the plate, kept the hands in, and shot it the opposite way. And with the shift for the left-hander, right between the two defenders on the left side.
Doesn't matter if it's pretty or ugly. All goes in the box score the same.
So man in scoring position for Campbell, who walked on 4 pitches his first time up. Rangel, the first offer. And that is upstairs with a breaking ball. It is 1-0. Well, Campbell hitting .285 coming into today with a .381 on base percentage. Now, he does not qualify on the league leaderboard because he has not hit the threshold for plate appearances yet. 1-0, and that's fouled right back. The count is 1-1. Campbell drove in the first run of the game last night, had an RBI single in the third. Also a switch hitter batting from the left side. And the 1-1. And Campbell hits this the opposite way foul. So the count, a ball and 2 strikes to the Shuckers' designated hitter. Cam Devaney at second, Terrence Dawson at first. Tied at 2, Shuckers and Braves with 2 gone here in the bottom of the second. Campbell choked up slightly as he waits, and the 1-2 is inside. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campbell stands up pretty close to the edge of the batter's box. Has his forearms hovering over towards the plate. Hands back with a slight waggle as he waits in the... Took an off-speed there, and the count has run full. Andrew Monasterio waiting on deck for the Shuckers, trying to break out of a 2-2 tie. And Braves took a 1-0 lead in the first. Shuckers a 2-run homer by Jackson Reitz to take the lead in the bottom. And then Hendrick Clementina a solo home run in the top of this frame to tie it at 2. Runners will be off with 2 gone. And the 3-2 pitch is hit out towards second. Waiting for it is Bunnell. And he will make the throw 3 steps in front of Campbell and retire the Shuckers' designated hitter. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 men left on for the Shuckers in the home half of the second. We move on to the third. It's the Braves 2 and the Shuckers 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. but this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi.
Start of the third inning, tied at two between the Shuckers and the Embraves. Right-hander Justin Bullock gets the top of the order. And to take you through the next couple of frames, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett, as Cain Pinnell sends a deep drive into right center field. Weimer is back, but it's onto the berm over the fence for a solo home run on the first pitch to start the top of the third inning. And the Embraves, their second home run today, 3-2. Advantage in the third.
Well, remember, Bunnell had seen four pitches from Bullock in the second inning before Trey Harris was thrown out trying to steal second. He's already gotten a little bit of a look at Bullock and just timed it up, looking for a first pitch fastball and didn't miss it.
First pitch, dribbler right side, Dillard to his right, flips to Bullock to first. 3-1. Well, just two pitches in the inning. Well, the Embraves starting to be more aggressive for your second time through the order. You wonder, too, if Pinnell, because he saw the few pitches in the second inning, now maybe, like you said, wanted to jump on a fastball, a little bit of a scatter report he had. And obviously, too, seeing only for the second time in less than a week. Well, one out, base is empty, and first pitch, Alexander fouls back the netting for strike one. Embraves with a run each of the first three innings. RBI double by Lugbauer in the first. Clementina solo home run in the second. And now a Bunnell home run in the third. The 0-1 is outside with the changeup. The count evens 1-1. That is Bunnell's first home run this season with the Embraves. Fifth hit for the Embraves today. There's a breaking ball down and away. 2-1. Well, CJ struck out swinging in the first, but he's left the yard twice in this series. 14 long balls on the season. But a corner infielder and a curveball snaps over at the knees, called strike. And the count evens 2-2. Bullock, 38 pitches, 23 strikes. 2 1/3 innings. Comes center from the belt. Deals home the 2-2, and Alexander pops it up third base side, but over the sweet level out of play. Always just something special about July 4th weekend and baseball being played. Always a great time at every minor league park as a fastball sails high at 89 and the count's full. Said last year playing out in Idaho and 4th of July, there are fireworks going off middle of the game outside the local neighborhood. 3-2, and Alexander lines it into right field, the base hit. Over the leaping head of Thomas Dillard at first as Weimer scoops it up, fires it back to first as Alexander took a turn. And it goes in and out of the glove of Dillard. Almost had Alexander there. The throw was a little more on target. It was out towards the second base bag. That was always the trouble when you get onto the big diamond in 13U. Usually the right fielder is playing just on the edge of the infield, and you saw a lot of 9-3 putouts early on in 13U baseball. First pitch to Drew Lugbauer is high with the fastball for ball one.
Yeah, you take that big wind of first, and then you're casual to get back and get backpicked.
Yeah. Not fun if you're a lefty hitter. And the 1-0 is outside to Lugbauer. Runner at first, one out, top of the third inning. One run in on the home run from Bunnell to kick off this frame. And Braves head on Biloxi 3-2, looking to cap off a series victory with a win today. Bullock's 2-0 home, and Lugbauer shoots it back to the netting. Well, Lugbauer got the Embry's on the board in the top of the first, getting a double down the right field line. Had one yesterday. Very similar baseball. This one, though, a lot tighter to the white line. Especially with the wind blowing in today. Really tough unless you hit it out towards the alleys. And now Bullock steps off the backside of the rubber with Alexander taking a secondary before he delivered the pitch home. Two-1 Lugbauer, and Reitz trying to stick it to the outside corner, but Bullock having a hard time locating the breaking ball out there. A couple close calls, but not to the likings of Macon Hammond, today's home plate umpire. Bullock looks over his shoulder. Short lead by Alexander at first. 3-1. And Lugbauer spoils it off foul. Third base side. Lugbauer strides back into the left-hander's batter's box. White chalk already started to disappear here in the third inning. 3-2, and no, it's over to first, and they got him picked off. Alexander was caught leaning and couldn't sneak back into the bag. He just fell flat, and Dillard applies a tag for the second out.
Well, that's the easiest pickoff tag that Thomas Dillard is ever going to have. It wasn't even a question of if he got back to the base or not.
So you can kind of tell when a runner is starting to go a little bit. They start inching a little bit. 3-2 to Lugbauer, bounces in for ball four. So he will replace Alexander, who was just picked off. But, again, two outs of the inning. And that's why when Alexander was trying to time up, but Bullock has been doing a good job alternating his deliveries to home plate in that at-bat. We still think, though, Harold Chirino, one of the best pickoff moves in the Southern League. He's got a handful of pickoffs. His Lugbauer is at first. And a curveball on the outside black for called strike. The switch hitting shortstop, Jairiel Gonzalez. We see Chirino pitch today. Like the empty the bullpens on Sundays. The 0-1. Is bounced foul into the first row. Just past the Shuckers dugout. A little bit different today, though, because every team playing a July 4th game tomorrow. So usually have the off day, and that's when managers will use four or five different pitchers out of the bullpen. We'll see how that will go today. Bullock's 0-2 down and inside with a slider. Lugbauer is at first, 3-2 Braves. Top of the third inning, solo home run by Cade Pinnell is giving the Braves the advantage again. And the 1-2 is change up away. The count evens. El Gonzalez, who made his Braves debut this season right around when the Shuckers were in town. The end of April, was reassigned from AAA Gwinnett. 2-2, and Gonzalez reaches for little dribbler right side. Valera charges in, flings it to first to end the top of the third. One run, on two hits and another left on base. The Bunnell solo home run on the first pitch to the top of the third. After two and a half, Braves 3, Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the third inning in Biloxi on this July 4th weekend, 3-2 Mississippi on top of the Shuckers. First pitch to the shortstop. Andrew Monasterio is a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Thomas and Zarella, Gary Green, thanks for choosing the July 3rd Sunday afternoon with us. As 1-0 is low with a fastball 95 from the right-hander Alan Rahel. It's 2-0. Well, plenty of options. You got the beach, you'll be on the boat. 2-0, and a fastball lasered at the knees, a 93 called strike.
I hope a few people have us out on the boat.
That could be doing both. Put a TV up there. Can do it all. 2-1 is at the knees again. A real good breaking ball on the count evens. Park the car out there on the outer beach. Do the same. 2-2 as Monasterio punches a foul first base side into a sea of hands down the right field side. And the count stays. That's what I grew up doing, going to the beach around July 4th. That's 2-2 high and tight, ball three. Watch baseball in the evening times. Nothing like it. Monasterio, Weimer, and Reitz, the 3-2 up. The 3-2 is Monasterio. Flies it high in the air, shallow right field. Trey Harris comes charging in. Cam Sunner makes the catch in shallow right. One away.
You know, it was always an alteration for us. Growing up in Arlington, you obviously have the Texas Rangers right there, about 15 minutes away from where I grew up. So if the Rangers were in town on July 4th, we would go there.
Yeah,
and do post-game fireworks because they do the same thing.
First pitch to Joey Weimer. Breaking pinch to the knee is called strike.
If they were not, though, we were fortunate enough that the Fort Worth Symphony always did their concert in the Gardens and did that.
The 0-1, and Weimer out in front. Of a breaking ball, he swings through it 0-2.
Well, you had the full orchestra, and they would end with fireworks at the end of about an hour-and-a-half concert that they had outside.
The 0-2 as Weimer in on the hands, bounced out to Bunnell at second as he's back on the grass, throws to first. 4-3 put out, two up, two down here in the third. It's a little bit like what the Boston Pops do they up in Massachusetts. Yeah. It'll be something to watch for, and believe the Boston Symphony plays. They have fireworks in the harbor.
Well, we have a nice little pregame concert by a brass ensemble here in the ballpark today.
First pitch to Jackson Reitz. On the inside corner for a call and strike with a changeup.
41st Army Band, Magnolia Brass Ensemble, one of the Mississippi Army National Guard.
The 0-1 as Reitz golfs it high in the air, first base side. Lugbauer trots over, but it's up three quarters into the lower bowl and out of play. I know you're Poor marching band, guys. So yep. Nice to fill up the scorebook and listen in.
Crack the window. Normally, during the middle of the summer, the window goes up about 1 minute before the pregame show starts. But today, they were right below us, so crack the window open to have that drifting up while we were getting ready for the game.
The 0-2 from Ronhell. And Reed takes time with a fastball, 1-2. Bottom of the third inning, 3-2 M Braves. Space is empty, two gone. Ronhell from the windup, 1-2. And Reitz pulls it on the ground, left side of the diamond. Gonzalez comes around and throws across his body to first to put a Reitz in the Shuckers. A 1-2-3 bomb of the third inning for Alan Ronhell. His team ahead 3-2 on the Shuckers right here at MGM Park. Before we go that way, we'll step aside for 10 seconds of station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10. And we're gonna let it burn.
Seven, eight, two up in the order to start the top of the fourth inning for the Mississippi Braves. They're on top of the Shuckers, 3-2. Right-hander Justin Bullock rolls out for his fourth inning. And a first pitch curveball misses down and away to ball one. To the left hitting left fielder today. Again, and Andrew Morowitz popped out to third. His first time around in the second. As Morowitz clubs it high in the air down the right field line, but it is pulled foul just to the right of the right field patio at MGM Park. So a loud strike one to Morowitz, hitting 272 this season. No home runs. Would have been his first. Early on a 14-game on Bay Street, trying to make it 15 here today. 1-1. As Morowitz tardy on a fastball upstairs at 90 miles an hour. Bullock ahead, 1-2. Justin so far, 55 pitches, 32 of them for strikes. 1-2 is down low with a changeup. Count evens 2-2. About three runs on six hits, walked one, struck out another. The only damage has been the two home runs off of him. 2-2, and a curveball a bit high as it entered the zone on the outer half of the plate. The count runs full. Andrew Clementina is on deck, the catcher for the Braves. Board slide open stance, waggle the bat, 3-2. Is high and away, ball four. So fastball, Bullock thought he had strike three.
Catcher Andrew Clementina.
And issues his second walk today, leadoff man's on, and that extends the on-base streak for Andrew Moritz to 15 games. The leadoff man aboard for the power-hitting catcher, Hendrick Clementina. Stands in from the right side. First pitch, a fastball. The outside black, the bell called strike. Clementina's got one of those two home runs today, a solo blast in the second inning out into the power alley left center above the Hard Rock Cafe sign. Would you hit it out there? You got some pop. And the 0-1 bouncer behind the third base bank. Devaney to second for one. Valerio back over to first, and they turn a double play. 5-4-3 eliminates leadoff walk. That's one way to do it. And Cookie two gone here at the top of the fourth now.
Well, a very strong throw from Devaney from behind third. That was going to be the tough one to get. Moritz, the outfielder. And then Valerio, understanding Clementina was the runner. So we had time to reset and make an accurate throw and finish off the twin killer.
First pitch, the right fielder Trey Harris is a breaking ball looped into shallow center. Second baseman Valerio calls off Dawson and back pedals to make the catch in a shallow center to bring it close to this fourth inning. A walk, a double play, and a pop out. After 3.5, the Embrays on top 3-2 of the Shuckers here at MGM Park. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning took a walk around the neighborhood.
Switch hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard. Big things off in the home half of the fourth inning. Shuckers doing a run 3-2. On the series finale between the Mississippi Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers. First pitch from the right-hander, Allen in the air, third base side. What a twist and turns out of play on towards the concourse. Dillard, Valerio, and Cam Devaney. Three men that just turned that double play last inning as the 0-1 is a fastball inside. Count even 1-1, and don't forget that double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree Biloxi. 1-1, and Dillard takes low in the dirt. And 2-1. Now Thomas followed the Reitz home run. That's where both of the Shuckers' runs came from in the first inning. A two-run blast by him. The 2-1 is high. 3-1. Reitz leading the Southern League in home runs. Drew Lugbauer is right behind him in second. And the 3-1's fouled off the catcher, Clementina. The count runs full. So Reitz will provide some breathing room now on Lugbauer. Hit one yesterday. Payoff home. And Dillard swings and misses at a changeup for strike three. Just the second strikeout today for Alan Ronhell. Got a winner back on the first. And the first out now in the fourth inning recorded. Base is empty. One gone. 3-2 Embrays. Bottom four. The second baseman, Felix Valerio, from the right side. First pitch is popped high in the air down the right field side. Harris, the right fielder, on the chase after it, dives and makes the catch in the bullpen. Holy cow, Trey Harris. A long way to go. He was hyping himself up and well-deserved
That is exceptional degree of difficulty because you went right over the front side of the mound. And normally when you're having to track in that area, guys kind of let those go, especially with the short railing that's down there as well.
First pitch to Cam Devaney, curveball high and tight. He stumbles out of the right side.
You can get hype after making that catch.
He was pounding his chest at all. And Devaney was tanking. I think he's trying to get time called. And it's a called strike, 1-1. Kind of just gave up on the pitch. Rangel shakes off. Clementina now gets a side 1-1. Breaking ball, Devaney pulls down the left field line. Nothing but green pastures as it rolls up against the blue. Padding in the wall. He cruises into second base with his second hit today in as many trips. A two-out double for Cam here in the fourth.
A 17th double of the year, and after being frustrated on that pitch, he got the next one that he liked and just yanked it out into left field. Another multi-hit game for Cam Devaney.
That's all he does lately here in 2022. He is just a hitting machine and somebody the Shuckers have really relied on. So now can they follow it up? But Jason Koka, the center fielder, is his 20th multi-hit game of the season, his 18th in the two-hit variety. Cam's at second, two gone. And Koka is laid on a fastball, 94 for strike one.
Yeah, the other amazing thing, Devaney was halfway around first, and he took his batting helmet off because it keeps pushing off of his head. And he was just carrying it into second base with him.
A little bit of a gift here this weekend for him, then. And the 0-1, Koka lunges for out in front of the breaking pitch, 0-2. There are a few Shuckers on this team. The helmet just seems like it always comes off. Joey Weimer is one of those guys as well.
He's got all the longer hair that's growing now.
Rangel looks back to second, 0-2. And Koka squats down, takes it low for a ball. Seen Cam a few times when a close play, it always seems like it falls off right as he steps on the first base bag.
Garrett Mitchell, who will hopefully be back with the Shuckers soon, he lost his pretty frequently.
Rangel from the belt, 1-2, and Koka loops it out of play, third base side.
Is it fit, or if it's just that all of those guys are pretty quick, and so if you even have your head up a little bit, get the air underneath it, that's going to push that bill back and off your head.
Maybe some guys, you're right, like a little bit looser as well. That's what leads to it. As Koka reaches for and strikes out swinging on a changeup from Rangel. He gets two punch outs in the inning as Cam Devaney is left stranded at second after his two-out double. Four innings in the books in Biloxi, and Braves with a 3-2 lead on Shuckers. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Top of the fifth. But now, this is down on the way with breaking ball for ball one to on the top of the pit. Hey, 3-2-F rings, and we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Right-hander Justin Bullock rocks and fires in the next pitch. A curveball falls into Delgado for a strike. It is 1-1. 9-1-2, Delgado, Bunnell, and Dean, the 3-2 up. With the embrace here in the top of the fifth inning, the 1-1. And that is hit out to left field. Dustin in a step, now backing up. He reaches and it's over his head. That's going to bounce all the way off the left field wall. Dawson scoops and throws in, but by that point, Delgado is on second with a double. So a ball that Dawson just didn't see well off of the bat. He started in a few steps, and by the time he broke back, it was over his head. Not what you want to start off things here in the fifth inning. For Justin Bullock, needed just 9 pitches to make it through the fourth inning. Now at 65 pitches on the night. First offer to Bunnell. And that is on the outer edge with a slider for his strike. It is 0-1. Well, Bunnell is the one who broke a 2-2 tie his last time up in the third inning. Led off with a home run to right. First of the year with the Embraves. Set by Bullock and the right-hander, the 0-1 pitch. And a curveball is mashed into center field. Koka, now he's backing up and it's over his head. That's going to roll all the way out to the center field wall. Delgado's going to score easily. Bunnell is going to spin and head for third. The throw, the tag, not in time. And it's an RBI triple for Cade Bunnell. And the Embraves add on another here in the fifth. It is 4-2 on a couple of well-struck baseballs, but a pair of a little bit of misplays in the outfield by the Shuckers today.
Bang, bang play at third base, but Bunnell just gets in there. Like you said, Shucker is missing a few outfielders, and Koka and Dawson, guys that have played really well. And that one just one that gets over the head of Koka, and he'll get all the way to the wall, which it's a long
400 to straightaway center, and Bunnell with pretty good speed. First triple here at AA for him. And with that, Reese is going to go out and have a quick word, because for Bullock, even though that's a pair of pretty hard-struck baseballs, you really feel like you should be sitting here with two outs and nobody on base. And instead, you find yourself down 4-2, and you're bringing the man on third and nobody out as you get into the middle part of the order.
That's something to watch throughout the rest of the game, too. When the Shuckers are out of the series, just one run that got away from them, and they end up losing by a run. What was that, Thursday night?
That was the game that they almost came all the way back. They lost 6-5 as Jackson Reitz hit that eighth-inning three-run homer for them. Reitz is homered again today, but the Shuckers find themselves down 4-2 as time is called just before Bullock throws the first pitch, because an offer from the right-hander Harold Chirino got away from the bullpen. And so Bullock walks all the way off the back of the hill to collect himself. This is a big mental test here for the right-hander. Man on third and nobody out. The first offer to Dean. And a fastball is in tight around the belt for a ball. It is 1-0. Now Bullock also seeing his pitch count rise to 67 on the night now. He's trying to turn in his longest outing of the year. The send in the 1-0. And a breaking ball just below the knees. Two balls and no strikes to the center fielder, Dean. Dean singled and scored the first run of the game back in the first. Stole second, moved to third on an error, but scored on a double by Lugbauer. The set and the 2-0. And a breaking ball is skipped third base side. Devaney knocks it down, looks the runner back, winds and fires, and retires Dean. Got a stereo who went scrambling for it, stays down in the dirt for just a second, but Devaney was there right behind him to cover. And had a lane to throw still. And a big first out for Justin Bullock.
I don't know how Devaney's still able to stay with it and see the baseball when Monasterio goes a full-out dive in front of him. But nice play by both of them. Good strong arm from Devaney.
So now C.J. Alexander, and he waves and misses at a first-pitch fastball towards the outer half for a strike. It is 0-1. 4-2 in favor of the Embraves. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Mississippi. 2 Luxy. The 0-1. And that's fouled straight back. Came at him with another fastball. Well, double-barreled action for the Shuckers out in their bullpen. One is for the sixth inning. And the other is for here in the fifth. The right-hander Carlos Luna has started to toss out in Biloxi's pen, but he will likely come in for the sixth. The 0-2. And that is taken high. The count is a ball and two strikes to Alexander. Meanwhile, the righty Harold Chirino is getting loose. The event that he is needed to relieve Justin Bullock. Right-hander sets with one gone, a man on third, the 1-2. And that is popped up, but back of home and foul. So the count stays at a ball and two strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 today. Singled his last time up in the third, but he was picked off over at first base. Struck out swinging on a slider his first time up back in the first. The only strikeout for Bullock today. The 1-2. And that is taken above the letters and maybe off the plate. And the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. First baseman Drew Lugbauer waiting on deck. Shuckers infield does play drawn in. Middell over at third. And Bullock's with 2-2 is high. Missed with a fastball. And so the count has now run full to Alexander. And normally you would say, well, maybe you put Alexander on here, don't give him something good, and maybe you can get a double play, but that's not something that Lugbauer would be likely to ground into. 3-2 is tipped off the end of the bat foul. The Braves coming into today have hit into the second most double plays in the Southern League. Shuckers are tied for the fewest in the Southern League coming into today. They have hit into a grand total of 42. The 3-2 again. And that is golfed out into right field. Weimer tracking towards the line on the warning track. He reaches up and makes the catch. There will be no play at the plate. It's a sacrifice fly for C.J. Alexander. And the two leadoff hits both come in and score as the Braves finally put up a crooked number. And now it's 5.
Well, tough for a few of these baseballs that are hit out to right field today. We really haven't seen the wind a lot this series blowing in. Compared to the rest of usually this season, it has been. And a night like tonight, like you mentioned earlier, Alexander's baseball might have gone out 2 nights ago when there was no winner yesterday even, but today it stays in the park.
So now it's Lugbauer, and the first pitch is a curveball in for a strike, 0-1. Well, if you're going to hit a home run today, out to right field with the wind now picking up a little bit, and again, blowing pretty much straight in from right, as Bullock fires home the 0-1. And that is inside with a changeup, 1-1 to Lugbauer. You have to hit it right at the scoreboard. That is where, because the scoreboard and the parking garage behind it, they kind of act as a wind block out there, so it won't knock the ball down as much. 1-1, and that is low and outside. Two balls and a strike to Lugbauer, who's 1-for-1 today with an RBI double in the first. He walked his last time up in the third. And Braves now leading 5-2 here in the top of the fifth inning with two gone and the bases empty. Bullock's 2-1, and a curveball is around the shins. Three balls and a strike to Lugbauer. Of course, Lugbauer hitting one pretty much off of the scoreboard last night for his two-run homer that he had in the fourth. 3-1, and a home run hack and a miss at an off-speed, and the count has run full. Well, it was an interesting note, doing a little bit of research today about Lugbauer, obviously the all-time home runs leader now in Braves history. 13 of his 34 home runs at Double-A have been against Biloxi. 3-2, and he fouls a fastball straight back. And so the count will stay full. Makes sense. The Braves played the Shuckers 30 times last year. We're on game number 18 of this season. Lugbauer's played in pretty much all of those games. So he's had more cracks at the Shuckers than just about any other team. The set in the 3-2. And that is off the plate, missed with a slider for ball four. Third walk of the night for Bullock. And it brings up the shortstop, Jariel Gonzalez. Mike Guerrero is standing down in the Shuckers dugout, but he is still behind his chair, seated to the right of Nick Childs. Chirino is ready inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Guerrero normally letting his guys try and work through innings, and so he will likely leave Bullock out there. We'll see if Gonzalez is his last batter. 1-0. And that is hit in the air to right field, but playable. Weimer has to sprint on, now eases into a jog and settles underneath it for the catch. And that brings the top of the fifth to a close. But two runs score on two hits, and one man is left on base. We head on to the bottom of the fifth. It's now the Braves 5. and the Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Last of the fifth inning here in Biloxi on July 3rd. Shuckers trailing the M Braves 5-2 now. Terrence Dostin leads it off for the Shuckers. And he takes the first pitch fastball low and inside from Alan Manhel for a ball. Dostin with a single his last time up. Waits in the 1-0. And that is bounced on the ground. First base side, Lugbauer to it. He'll wheel around and reach out and step on first with his left foot. And Dustin on two pitches bounces out. One gone, and the lineup turns back over to Noah Campbell. Well, the M-Braves took a 1-0 lead in the first on an RBI double by Drew Lugbauer. Shuckers seized the lead with a two-run homer by Jackson Reitz in the bottom of the first. Offer on the way to Campbell, and Noah takes low and inside for a ball, 1-0. M-Braves tied it in the second on a solo home run by Clementina, and then took the lead in the third on a solo home run by Cade Bunnell. The kick and the one ball pitch. And that is in tight with the slider, and the count is now 2-0 to Campbell. Really tough for Justin Bullock in the top of that fifth inning as Campbell hits this hard, but right at the first baseman, Lugbauer on two hops, and yet again, Lugbauer wins the foot race to the bag. A three unassisted ground out, two gone, and Andrew Monasterio the batter. A couple of well-struck balls, but Dostin took a step in and froze for a second. The ball ends up over his head, and then Jason Koka had a ball get over his head in center field and turned into an RBI triple. 5-2 M Braves here in the bottom of the fifth. And the first offer to Monasterio is right in there for a strike. It is 0-1. So what a turnaround this is for Ronhell after he threw 19 pitches in the first. Just nine strikes as Monasterio lifts it. Shallow right field. Calling for it, Bunnell. Just a few steps off the infield dirt. Or make 2-3 shut down inning with right-hander Alan Ronhell in the bottom of the fifth. We move on to the sixth. It's now the M Braves 5 and the Shuckers 2. On the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the sixth inning here at MGM Park, closing out a 12-game homestand. Series finale between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Day is over for the right-hander Justin Bullock, and he'll give way to the new right-hander Carlos Luna in for the Shuckers here in the sixth.
Yeah, Luna 3-4 this season, his 15th appearance in 0 ERA with Biloxi this season, has logged 53 2/3 innings, allowed 60 hits.
As the first offer, fastball in there for a strike.
8 home runs, walk 23, struck out 58, and 53 2/3. Opponents hitting 280 off of him this year.
The right-hander Luna, the one-strike pitch. And a fading changeup misses inside. It is 1-1 to Moritz. So the final line for the right-hander Justin Bullock today, 5 innings. That is a new season high for him. The 1-0, and a breaking ball ripped at and missed. It is 1-2. 5 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. But again, I don't know if that's indicative of how well he pitched today. Set in the 1-2, and that is hit in the air. Flared left side, Devaney gave it a look, but it's 4 rows deep. And ricochets off of everybody's hands and back into the field of play, so Bruce Crabb will come down from the third base coach's box and retrieve it. Draws our eyes down that way where the left-hander Hayden Deal is starting to warm up now for Mississippi. So the day might be done for the right-hander Ranjel after 5 innings. The set and the 1-2. And a changeup is found back. You said it, Thomas, and the thought had not even crossed my mind because we're so used to playing Tuesday through Sunday that normally on Sunday it's kind of a empty the bullpen game. But not today, with the game on the schedule for everybody tomorrow. 1-2 fastball, a little high and outside. And the count draws even at 2-2 to Moritz. Shuckers will head north to take on the Montgomery Biscuits as the first leg of a 12-game road trip. Set down the 2-2. And that is inside with a breaker. And so the count has run full to Moritz. Meanwhile, Mississippi will head home. And they will kick off a 12-game homestand with 6 games against the Pensacola Blue Walkers. Luna, the 3-2. And that is low, and he did not go around. It is ball 4. And Moritz draws a leadoff walk, his second walk of the day.
That was the type of at-bats that Moritz has worked in this series. Really a grinded-out type of guy. He can fall behind, but very comfortable. Good sense of the strike zone.
So man on first, nobody gone, and here's Clementina. First offer, and a breaking ball at the knees. Looked like the slider that time for a strike. It is 0-1. Luna, the 6'1", 215-pound right-hander, 25 years old, a native of Las Tablas in Panama. Ready is in the 0-1, and a big swing and a miss at a 90-mile-an-hour fastball in the inner edge. It's 0-2 to Clementina. Scouting report on Luna, he throws a fastball, a cutter, a changeup, and a slider. Making his 5th career appearance against the M-Braves. The set in the 0-2, and that is just above the letters for ball 1. Last time up for Clementina, he hit into a 5-4-3 double play. Hit a home run in the second that tied us at two at the time. The 1-2, runner goes, it swung on a miss. The throw down to second, the tag, not in time. So the second steal of the night for the Imbreeves in three tries as Moritz swipes second on the strikeout of Clementina.
And still it's the elusive strikeout throw out as Moritz just able to stay on the bag by the fingertips, almost slides too far past the base.
So man in scoring position with one gone, and here is Trey Harris, the right fielder hitting from the right side. First offer and a breaking ball. Not sure where that missed. Must have just been a little outside. It is 1-0. Remember, Harris made that exceptional diving play and foul ground out in right field back in the fourth. That's why his jersey is all dirtied up right now. Set in the 1-0. And a big sweeping slider in there for a strike on the inner edge. It is. We have had a lot of top 10 Sports Center plays here in this ballpark in this series, and that might be another one. The hold and the 1-1. And this is fouled off right off the end of the bat as he threw him another slider. The count is 1-2 now to Harris.
And we've been trying for so long to all the outstanding plays either by the Shuckers or the opposition this season at this ballpark. None of them made until the Weimer home run robbing catches, but we did see one up in Pearl. Michael Harris is second now with the big league crew making an outstanding diving catch.
1-2, and this is shot down the right field line, foul. Yeah, Harris making a game-saving diving catch coming in left center field. I believe it was the number three play on SportsCenter that night. Oh, and by the way, Michael Harris is going on, and now he is the NL Rookie of the Month for June. The 1-2, and a swing and a miss. He got Trey Harris to stretch after a changeup on the outer edge. Second straight strikeout for Luna. Two gone, and Riley Delgado the batter.
Harris just a special player when he was at this level and jumping right from Double A in the Southern League to playing in the major leagues with the Atlanta Braves.
You knew he wasn't going to be here for very long.
Yeah.
And at least you kind of thought he might stop at Triple A as Delgado might have caught a piece of a cutter, but it's fouled right back for a strike. 0-1. Imbreeves leading at 5-2 here in the top of the sixth inning at MGM Park. Two gone, and a man on second is Moritz after his walk and stolen base. The set and the 0-1, and that is outside. The count is one ball and one strike now to Delgado. If you'll believe it, Harris hit a home run today. Statcast had it at 455 feet.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Set and the 1-1. And that's cued back to the screen, a changeup foul. So the count, ball and two strikes down to Delgado. Up an inning ago, that kicked off a two-run top of the fifth inning for the Imbraves. However, Atlanta fell to Cincinnati today, 4-3. 1-2. Outer edge just missed with a cutter. And the count has run even. No decision for Charlie Morton, who went seven innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, 10 strikeouts, and got a no decision. Tough.
That is.
Luna, the 2-2. And a fastball's right on the outer edge, a called third strike. So Luna issues a walk to start off the inning and strikes out the side. We head to the home half of the sixth. It's the Imbraves 5, the Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza, presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today.
Last of the sixth inning here in Biloxi. Checkers trailing the M-Braves 5-2. Day is over for the right-hander Alan Rangel. They give way to the new left-hander Hayden Deal here in the bottom of the sixth.
27-year-old Hayden Deal, 2-2 record, 3.35 ERA with the M-Braves this season, appearing in his 20th contest. Worked 40 in the third inning, struck out 36, walked 17.
First offer to Joey Weimer is a backdoor slider for a strike. It is 0-1.
Deal typically a guy that will give you a few innings to go out of the bullpen, so may see that today.
Southball readies, and the 0-1. And Weimer skips it on the ground out to second, gloved off of his left knee by the second baseman, Bunnell, when he makes the short throw. The second time Weimer is grounded out to second in this game. One gone, and it brings up Jackson Reeves.
I guess that's the good news, is Weimer is going the opposite way. We saw for a time where beginning the season, he was really shooting balls out in the right center, and he even said in pulling the ball a little bit more, he was trying to, and now started more patient this series, had a multi-walk game, and two bounces on the right side of the infield today.
First offer to Jackson Reitz, and a fastball is slung in for a strike from the left-hander. It is 0-1. When you look at it as well, you can't blame Joey for getting pull happy. He had 9 home runs in the month of May. The 0-1. And Reitz lays into this one. Left field, you can forget about it. Solo Johnson, Jackson Reitz, his 19th homer of the year and his third multi-homer game for the Shuckers.
Jackson Reitz for his second home run of the day.
Absolutely blasted by the Shuckers catcher, who's a home run shy of 20 on the season now. And the Shuckers pull within a pair at 5-3.
We'll talk about home runs. Jackson Reitz has provided plenty in the last month and a half.
Now it's Thomas Dillard batting from the right side, and he can't hold up on an inside fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. So Reitz has driven in all three runs for Biloxi today as the 0-1. And Dillard waves over a fastball for a strike. It is 0-2. Go ahead and give him 52 RBIs on the season now. Left-hander Deal readies. And the 0-2. And Dillard skies this into center field. Dean has to accelerate. Now gets to a spot and settles underneath it to make the catch. Fly out to center by Dillard. Two gone and Felix Valerio the batter. Well, Deal came in and pitched on Tuesday night for the M-Braves. Came in, Dillard reached on an error that drove in a run. Reeds hit into a double play in that game. And then Felix Valerio double. First offer, and that is low and in for a ball to Valerio. It is 1-0. Valerio would score on an RBI single by Jason Lopez. Two runs allowed by Deal. And an inherited runner also scored on his watch. 1-0, Valerio bounces it to second. Easy play for Bunnell as he collects and fires. And that is it for the Shuckers in the bottom of the sixth. But they get a run back on the second home run of the day by Jackson Reitz and his 19th of the season. We move on to the seventh. It's now the M-Braves 5 and the Shuckers 3. And the Lexi Checkers baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way, and at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start of the seventh inning, Checkers trailing the Mississippi Braves 5-3. Biloxi gets a run back on a solo homer by Jackson Reitz. Carlos Luna out for the seventh, and to take you through that frame, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. First pitch, strike one to Cade Bunnell. Top the order, due up for the M-Braves against Luna, who came in last inning, struck out the side after yielding a leadoff walk to Andrew Moritz. The 0-1 to Cade Bunnell. Is waved down and missed. Might have got a piece of it. It's quickly 0-2 on the second baseman. Now, Bunnell's been somebody, really a super utility player around the infield. The 0-2 is outside, 1-2. Has provided the bat here today. RBI triple his last time in the fifth. Home run in the third. Driven in two of the five runs, Embry's on top by two. And a breaking pitch, Bunnell elevates down the right field line to Weimer on the chase. He's able to get it. Onto the warning track he goes. Just in front of the 325 sign. A long way for him to go. And a sharp line out for the first down of the seventh. So one out, base is empty. The center fielder, Justin Dean, from the right side against the right-hander, Carlos Luna. Shows bunt, pulls back, and leaves it low for ball one. Dean singled and scored, stole a base as well in the first, and a pair of rat outs since then in the third and the fifth, so one for three today. 1-0, and Dean, one hopper, a two hopper to Monasterio, gobbles it up at the chest, throws across the diamond, a strong throw, and Dillard Stretch gets him. As Dean was hustling down the line, he's put away quickly, two outs. So Luna now five in a row sat down out of the six batters total he's faced. Left hitting third baseman C.J. Alexander climbs in the left side. And a first pitch well out and away for ball one. Luna so far, 29 pitches, 18 of them for strikes. 1-0, down and inside, through a hard slider that Alexander fishes after, and the count evens 1-1. Alexander had a big run. He drove in the fifth. Sack fly to the warning track in right field. 1-for-2, singled in the third, and struck out swinging in the first. All those against Justin Pollock, the starter today for Biloxi. As a fastball dots at the knees for a called strike. And Alexander is behind 1-2. Luna glove up towards his ear. The 1-2 is down in the zone. Give him a breaking ball that Alexander didn't chase after. Jackson Reitz, two home runs today. Solo blast last half inning. Bucks again still trilling two. And the 2-2, Alexander fouls it back. Infield back all the way around for Biloxi. The Sun starts a set at MGM Park. And the 2-2 is a called strike three. Slider got him on the outside corner. Four strikeouts for Carlos. And a 1-2-3 seventh. He sat down six in a row. We reached stretch time here in Biloxi. The Shuckers trailing 5-3 as we send it down to the fields. We're playing and singing of God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountain prairies to the oceans wide with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet.
Yeah, that was Anna Kate LeBolt. God bless America. Again, stretch time here in Biloxi. 5-3 Embrace on top on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
First pitch, Cam Levine gets short of that. Ball down low for strike one. 79 in the order, two up. And new pitcher on the mound, the right-hander Justin Yeager replaces southpaw Hayden Deal. And Yeager's 0-1 skips in 1-1.
Yeah, 16th appearance of the year for the right-hander Yeager. 1-0 with a 4.02 ERA. He's finished four games, and he also has four holds. 15 and two-thirds innings, 11 runs, 7 earned on 12 hits. Two of them have been home runs.
1-1 from the right-hander, and Devaney off the edge of the bat. Fly ball left field. Moritz to his left. Camp Stunner makes the grab.
Bigger this year, 10 walks, 21 strikeouts. Opponents now hitting just a shade under 203 off of him after that fly out by Devaney.
Can Yeager replace Deal when an inning allowed a run on a hit? That one run coming on the solo home run by Jackson Reitz. Two today. 19 on the season now. for the Shuckers catcher. One out, bases empty. Switch hitting center fielder Jason Coca takes the fastball, 95. Bomb of the knees. Called strike. Yeager, a 33rd round draft pick by the Atlanta Braves back in 2019. And the 0-1's inside. 1-1. Out of Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, Illinois. And Coca dribbles the 1-1. The first base side towards the Shuckers dugout. And the count heads to 1-2. Now Southern Illinois, same school that produced Jerry Harrison, longtime major leaguer. 1-2, and Coca goes around on the check swing. Fastball, 97 up in the zone. So Yeager retires the first two. Of course, the Harrison family, plenty of them going around. And his dad, Jerry, played in the big leagues. His nephew, John, also some time in the big leagues as well. First pitch, fastball, 96 outside corner. Call a strike to the left fielder. Two outs, space is empty. C.J. Alexander in on the grass at third as Dawson chases after. Pitch down and in the dirt. It's 0-2. Dawson 1-for-3, single to the left side of the infield. His first trip in the second. Yeager comes in from the belt and kicks 0-2 as Dawson shoots it foul, third base side towards the parking lot. Yeager started the season in high A Rome. He was lights out, ERA under 1 at .75 in 11 appearances. Struck out 27 in 12 innings. The 0-2 is away with a fastball 96. In low A Augusta in Rome last year. Now the bullpen his whole career, though, has never made a start. As Dawson check swing, fastball just off the plate. Count evens 2-2. Even back in his college days, 45 appearances for Southern Illinois in the Missouri Valley Conference. All the bullpen, and now it's being his 72nd career game in the minors. All the bullpen. 2-2. Dawson just gets a piece of it. Ends up underneath the glove of the catcher, Hendrick Clementino, to stay alive. Looking for back-to-back strikeouts to end this seventh inning. 5-3 Embrays on top. The 2-2 as Dawson chops it foul over the first base coach's box. And Brandon Canara underhand tosses it into the first base grandstands. Two, two again is down and in, and the count's full. Lengthy battle here between Dawson and Lionel Hooner, with Noah Campbell on deck in the top of the order. So can Yeager find a way to put away Dawson? Two outs, base is empty, 3-2. And Dawson takes high and in, ball four with fastball. Second walk issued today by Embraves pitching. Ronald had one to the leadoff man of the first inning, Noah Campbell. That was when Ron Hell threw seven pitch balls, first pitch. Couldn't find the zone early. First pitch is high above the letters. Change up that time for ball one. Dawson at first. Stole a bag yesterday. Right-hander Yeager to the switch hitting outfielder, but DH today. Noah Campbell is the 1-0 is pulled foul first base side. Ricochets right off the bullpen mound. Campbell walked and scored in the first. A pair of groundouts in his other two trips tonight. Tying run of the plate, though, represented by Noah Campbell. 5-3 Embraves. Yeager kicks 1-1. And Campbell gets a piece of it. He cues it back to the screen. All three runs for the Shuckers coming via the long ball. Jackson Reitz, two home runs, a two-run blast in the first, solo home run in the sixth. Embry has scored three runs, each one run in each of the first three innings. And now a toss over to check on Dawson, who is back in headlong. An RBI triple by Bunnell in the fifth, and the sack fly from C.J. Alexander as well in that fifth inning. Two runs on top of the fifth. There goes Dawson. 1-2 is outside. Clementine has thrown a second. Dawson slides in feet first safely. Terrence Dawson's third stolen base. Second night in a row he's got one. Puts himself in scoring position.
Yeah, another good jump by Terrence. And able to slide into the backside of the bat. Clementina popped up towards the right-handed hitter's batter's box, so he had a clear throwing lane, but his throw was also to the third base side.
2-2 and two outs, down and in. And the count runs full of the second straight batter. So credit the Shuckers hitters in Dawson and Campbell really working the count here after they fell behind in both counts. And now Clementino will jog out to have a chat with the right-hander, Justin Yeager. While they'll chat, we're going to step aside 10 seconds for station identification here on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Five runs on eight hits, no errors for the Embrays. Three runs on five hits and one error. For the Shuckers, bottom seven, runner on second with two outs, the 3-2. Inside ball four. 97-mile fastball, and Campbell turns the backside to him. Back-to-back walks, and the Shuckers have life. And shortstop Andrew Monasterio. The Embrys using a mound visit here. After in which Justin Yeager came in this inning, replaced Deal, was cruising, a fly out on a strikeout to start, and Dawson was well in front of him. Dawson worked it back to full and ultimately reached base via walk. He stole second, and Campbell also was behind in the count early, but ended up working to full and a walk. That's what the Shuckers are hoping to do when it's your dial hitter to get on base. Flip that lineup card over. Let your top of the order eat. Especially Monasterio just reassigned from AAA Nashville at the start of this week. Three home runs in his first five games. This one being number six. And he is hitless today. He is 0-3. Ground out, fly out, pop out. A little bit of everything but a base hit. In which he started his Shuckers career 6-for-6 on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Tiana Glove from the belt. Right here, Yeager's first pitch in Monasterio. Swings through for strike one. Cotton Candy Skies. Above the Beau Rivage, the rest of the hotel is here in Biloxi. The 0-1 is down low at the changeup. Top second base, Campbell leads off a first with two outs, bottom seven, 5-3 Embrys. 1-1, and Monasterio flies it high in the air down the right field side. Harris towards the Shuckers bullpen runs out of room. Gets out five rows back behind the benches. And a strike two to Monasterio. Yeager's 26th pitch of the inning. 1-2. A good, hard looking fastball. 95. Just off the plate. 2-2. Yeager, fastest he's thrown so far is 97 with the four-seamer. Does he have one more in him? 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. 96 up in the zone, and Monasterio goes down on strikes. Two punch outs in the inning for the right-hander Yeager. He gets out of it. Shuckers leave two men on base. After seven, Shuckers trailing 5-3 here in Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Carlos Luna retired six in a row out of the seven that he has faced. Top of the eighth inning, 5-3 end breaks. Through Lundbauer, and you send it back to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Luna's first offer, Lundbauer sends it high into the twilight sky. Devaney tracking it, he won't find it because it's going to be almost all the way to the one. To Lundbauer. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for the Braves. Three runs, five hits, one error for the Shuckers. All three runs today have been driven in for Biloxi by Jackson Reeds on two home runs. Lundbauer waiting from the left side, and the 0-1. And that is hit on a rocket out into right field. It's a base hit. Fourth time up tonight, fourth time that Lundbauer has reached. The good news, he hasn't left the yard. He has single doubled, driven in a run and walked twice. Leads over the last two games. Lundbauer has come up to bat 10 times. The Shuckers have retired him once.
Been on base a whole lot the last two nights.
Sharp single into right, and now it's Jariel Gonzalez from the left side. Set in the first offer, and a big slider grabs the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. And 2-for-2 with two walks tonight. And 3-for-4 with two walks yesterday. And that is 10 times up, right? Next offer, trying to throw another off-speed pitch, and that missed away. 1-1. Six times last night, four times today.
That is 10.
All right. We do quick math every now and then. The ninth hit of the ninth for the Braves after they had 18 in the game yesterday. 1-1. And that is high, 2-1. What was it by the third inning last night? Mississippi had picked up their ninth hit. The Shuckers obviously able to shrug that one off, and much better performance tonight out of the pitching staff. Justin Bullock, five innings today. And now Luna in for his third frame as the 2-1. And a breaking ball, and Gonzalez just loops it foul for a strike, and the count draws even at 2-2. Well, a full house here at MGM Park tonight. It is a sight to behold. We say it about baseball. There are two holidays in baseball every year. Opening day and July 3rd or 4th, depending on where you are. As this is popped up foul. And I do love the way that the Southern League went back to structuring the schedule this year, because we missed out on this last season. Shuckers were in Pensacola for all six games over the July 4th holiday. July 4th was on a Sunday last year, so that was when we wrapped us out on getting to celebrate July 4th with your own crowd. Luna, the 2-2. This is again hit foul over on the third base side. Not as many souvenirs in the stands tonight. A lot of them have been over the grandstand here, as the looks in those cotton candy skies. Now a few more pinkish hues are mixing in as the Biloxi Strip starts to light up on Beach Boulevard on a great Sunday night here on the coast. Man on first is Lugbauer after his leadoff single. 2-2 count to Gonzalez. And Luna deals home. And a swing and a miss. He got him to chase a 90-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge. Fifth strikeout for Carlos Luna. One gone and Andrew Moritz the batter. Remember, Luna came in and threw four scoreless innings for Biloxi in Tuesday night's game in what normally would have ended up being a save situation over the back two innings because the Shuckers had taken a 3-2 lead in the seventh. Well, right now, he's trying to keep the Shuckers within striking distance. First offer to Moritz on a fastball inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Moritz has fouled out today, and he has walked each of his last two times up. Together a couple of long at-bats in the fourth and sixth before working those walks. The 0-1. And a changeup fades away to the left-handed hitter. It is 1-1. Shuckers in the eighth will send Weimer, Reitz, and Dillard to the plate. That's the part of the order that you'd like up here, trailing by a couple of runs. They're trying to keep it right there. Next offer, a fastball outer edge for a strike. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes for the batter Moritz. Center fielder Koka is shaded a couple of steps towards right, and Weimer is relatively deep in right field. He's shaded slightly towards the line. The set in the 1-2 is high. And the count, two balls and two strikes for the batter Moritz. Short leadoff at first for Lugbauer. Now he goes on the 3-2, and it's bounced the other way out into left field, a base hit. Rounding second and heading for third is Lugbauer, and that is just a poor bit of luck for Luna. Monasterio, as he saw Lugbauer moving, broke towards second, and that opened up the lane for that single out into left, and now mid on the edges with only one gone. It's a hit and run right there on a 3-2 pitch. Now men on the corners and one gone, but here is Clementina, who is a prime double play ball candidate. Hit into one back in the fourth inning. Luna sets and the first offer, and that is high with a cutter. It is 0-1. Luna rocks home, and the 1-0 Clementina look out in the Braves dugout. His bat goes helicoptering down that way. I'd say he fooled him with the fastball. And the count is 1-1. Clementina, I don't know if he's going to not use that bat anymore, or he's definitely going to take some of the stick spray. And no, he wants another bat. He wants nothing to do with that one anymore.
There are a couple players right in the direction of it. There was one of the starting pitchers was sitting on the bat rack. He had the ball boy, and I believe he had Ryan Delgado down there to see if he's okay. He saw a couple thumbs up from the Braves dugout. We're all good.
Hazardous conditions in the line of fire. The kick in the 1-1. And that is fouled back over our heads and out of play. To Clementina. But Clementina, his first time up back in the second inning, hit a solo home run. At the time, it tied the game at 2. The Braves took the lead in the third on a solo homer by Cade Bunnell as Reitz will come out and is going to flash the signs. And that will count as a disengagement for Luna. Oh, that makes sense. Luna readies with mid on the corners and one gone. And the 1-2 is at the top of the zone, a called third strike. Clementina down looking. Big strikeout for the second out here in the inning and the sixth punch out for Carlos Luna tonight. Riding fastball outer half top of the zone. And Megan Hammond punches out Clementino. And now it's Trey Harris. The send by Luna and the first offer. And a big cut and a miss at a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-1. Inning started with a single to right by Lundbauer. Gonzalez then struck out. But for Moritz, on a hit and run, single down into left field to put men on the corners. Checkers trailing 5-3 with two gone here on the top of the eighth. The right-hander Luna, his 0-1. And Harris reaches in a fastball towards the outer half. It is 0-2. Checkers looking for a comeback in this game tonight. They need one to split this series. M Braves looking for their first series win since the end of May. The set of the 0-2, and a wave and a miss. He strikes him out. Carlos Luna with 7 strikeouts as he strikes out the side for a second time tonight. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 men left on. We head to the home half of the 8th inning. It's the M Braves 5 and the Shuckers 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. At MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Home half of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 5-3. New right-hander into the ballgame for Mississippi as they'll turn to the righty Tyler Ferguson here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Joey Weimer leads it off for the Shuckers. He waits from the right side, and Ferguson's first offer is a slider that Weimer can't hold up on as he swings and misses for a strike. It is 0-1. 30th appearance of the year for Ferguson. He's 2-1 with a 4.08 earned run average. The righty's 0-1, and Weimer swings over another slider. It is 0-2. Well, for Ferguson this year, 3 holds, 2 saves, and 3 chances. 28 2/3 innings, 16 runs allowed, 13 earned. The set and the 0-2, and Weimer holds off on a breaking ball down low. On the count of ball and 2 strikes. The rest of the numbers for Ferguson, 24 hits allowed. Just one of them has been a home run. 14 walks and 37 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 216 against him. The righty sets and the 1-2. And Weimer waves and misses over a slider low and away. So Ferguson comes in and strikes out Weimer. And with one gone, it's Jackson Reitz. Today over for Justin Yeager. One inning. No hits, no runs, 2 walks, but also 2 strikeouts. Shuckers looking for a rally here, trailing 5-3. Here's a good place to start it with Jackson Reitz, who is homer. Driven on all 3 for Biloxi. The pitch, and a slider is low and away for a ball. It is 1-0. Second multi-home run game of the year for Reitz, and the second that he has had against the Mississippi Braves. Hit 2 home runs and drove in 5 back on April 17th, as a slider had a lot of bend to it, but it misses in. The count is 2-0. That was the Sunday finale. Reitz hit two home runs to drive in five. Shuckers won that game 5-4. They took 5 out of 6 against the M Braves in that series. The 2-0. And Reitz waves and misses at a slider. And the count, 2-2. The other two home run game for Jackson Reitz came in Pensacola the first day of June. And a two home run game there. Shuckers lost that game 3-2. Ferguson, the 2-1. And Reitz takes inner edge. Fastball that had a lot of run on the inside. And the count is 2-2 to Reitz. Reitz is 2-for-3 today. The other time up, he grounded out to short. That was back in the third against the righty Alan Rappel. The kick and Ferguson's 2-2. And Reitz hits it firm on the ground, but a two-hopper, gloved by Alexander, spins a little bit, and a strong throw to first. It's a good combination on the corners for the Braves. Alexander to Lugbauer, two gone, and Thomas Dillard the batter. So for Biloxi tonight, they have 5 hits in the ballgame. 2 of them have been by Reitz. The other 2 have come from Devaney, and Terrence Dostin has one of them. Trailing 5-3 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Ferguson readies in his first offer. And Dillard takes a fastball 97 miles an hour up high for a ball. It is 1-0. Ferguson came in and pitched back on Thursday night for Mississippi. As he loops in a breaking ball at the top of the zone, it is 1-1 to Dillard. Dillard 0-for-3 tonight. He's flied out to right, struck out, and flied to center his last time up in the 6th. The kick and the fastball at 93 on the outer edge. It's 1-2. Ferguson threw a scoreless inning to lock down his 2nd save of the year back on Thursday night. Both of his saves have come against the Shuckers. Bases empty and 2 gone. And the 1-2 to Dillard. And he watches a fastball just off the plate at 97. And it draws the count even at 2-2. 5-3 in Braves here in the bottom of the 8th. Ferguson, a slight bend of his knees as he sets out from his chest. And the righty's 2-2. And Dillard gets a piece of it, but it is squeezed by Clementina. And it's the 2nd strikeout of the inning for Ferguson as the Shuckers go in order in the home half of the 8th. We go on to the 9th. Shuckers trailing at 5-3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the 9th inning, Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 5-3. The first offer from righty Carlos Luna is a slider in there for a strike to Riley Delgado. It is 0-1. 9-1-2, Delgado, Bunnell, and Dean do up for Mississippi. As the next offer, another breaking ball, and that's fouled back by Delgado. And the count is 0-2. So Carlos Luna, 3 masterful innings so far for Biloxi out of the bullpen. He did allow 2 hits in the 8th and gave a man in scoring position, but he struck out 3. The set in the 0-2, and that is poked out into right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. A He threw him a breaking pitch towards the outside part of the plate, and Delgado just reached down and punched it into right field. So a leadoff single, and that flips the lineup over to Bunnell.
What an unreal job there by, unbelievable job by Delgado. Like you said, a slider tailing away from him just throws the barrel to the baseball and punches the perfect word. That's exactly what the baseball did.
Well, that is three straight multi-hit games now for Riley Delgado. As the first offer to Bunnell, and he cranks this one to center field. Turning and chasing is Koka. At the warning track, he reaches up, and he can't make the catch. The ball falls out of his glove. Runners had to hold up, so it will be a double to center field by Bunnell, and Koka hands on his knees as he had a chance to make the play, but that is certainly a double as the degree of difficulty was high, and he reached out, and oh, he had it in his mitt. And just as he went into the wall, it came out.
That snow cone in and out, and that's still a tough play for Koko, who doesn't play a lot of center field really in his whole minor league career until this week. And athletic player just goes in and out and in of inches sometimes.
So Delgado had to hold up as Koka had a good beat on it. But the infield will draw in with nobody out. And Justin Dean, the first strike, it is 0-1. This feels very similar to the fifth inning where the M-Braves scored what are the deciding runs at this point in this ballgame. With the double over Dawson's head and the triple to straightaway center by Bunnell. 0-1 is inside, and the count is 1-1. It is also worth mentioning that with that double, Bunnell is just a single shy of the cycle. And he might not have a chance to get it. Wind whipping in from right field as the 1-1 is hit in the air, and that'll get over towards I-110 and foul. The count is 1-2. And Braves leading it 5-3. Dean tonight, 1-for-4, with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored. That all came back in the first inning. Luna the 1-2, and a fastball just outside, and the count even at 2-2. Left side of the infield is not all the way in on the grass. They're just a step behind the base path. Meanwhile, Dillard has his toes on the infield grass, and Valerio is up at second as well. The set in the 2-2, and Dean hits this into right field. Weimer chasing over, and it's going to fall in front of him in fair territory. They're going to wave the second runner home. Here comes the throw, the tag, and Reitz misses him. And sliding in safely is Bunnell. And it's a two RBI single in right field by Justin Dean. The M-Braves have a 7-3 lead. Oh, the throw got there in time. But Reitz had to spin to try and tag Bunnell, and he just dodged it. Weimer's right arm almost in the nick of time to make the throw. And because Reitz had to spin and tag, he wasn't able to get him.
A tough play. Really a perfect storm. A little flare down the right field line. Just out of the reach of Weimer.
And so now the first offer, and that is hit into right field. Weimer was playing deep. That falls in on a base hit. Well, this feels a little bit like last night where the M-Braves are just finding open. And a couple of balls have been hit hard, but not the last two. And Alexander now with the second hit of the night. And that's a single, and with that, Jackson Reitz is going to come out and have a quick word with Carlos Luna as this inning has gotten away from him quickly here in the top of the ninth inning thanks to some unfortunate luck.
And even, too, if Weimer's throw is just maybe a yard or two back towards home because it was up the third base line a little bit, he may get Bunnell. Reitz had to try a back swipe tag, and again, maybe it was a yard or a foot from tagging the backside of Bunnell. In those situations, help the umpire just all in one quick motion thinks that you tagged him or not.
So runners on first and second and nobody gone. And here's Drew Lugbauer. And the first pitch fastball is a little high for a ball 1-0. Well, it is worth mentioning we have gotten the attendance number for tonight's game. And it is not a surprise when you take a look around the ballpark tonight. 6,098 at MGM Park as this is rolled foul over on the first base side. And the count is 1-1. And it goes down as the fourth sellout in MGM Park history. Now, the highest attendance in MGM Park history is 6,231. That was coincidentally July 3rd of the inaugural season, also against the Mississippi Braves. 1-1, runner goes for third, Reitz up with it, the throw, Devaney, the tag, I had to jump and bring it down, and it's a double steal. So Dean takes third, Alexander follows behind him, and now two-man in scoring position, and the double play possibility eliminated. And the infield will once again play in with the Shuckers trailing 7-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. No, but on that July 3rd in 2015, 6,231 was the attendance. The set and the 2-1. And that is outside, and the count is 3-1. That is a fire code violation now.
That's what always I like seeing on college basketball when you get the attendance to do it. They must have snuck in a few extra people or hopped over the fence or something.
I think a few extra people are out on the burn tonight. 3-1. And Lundbauer is swinging the whole way, fouls it back. It is 3-2. So for the actual cap number that we have in MGM Park, this is the third sellout in franchise history. The other two, July 4th of 2017 and April 20th of 2016, which was an Education Day game against Pensacola. Send the 3-2. And this is muscled, shallow left field. Backing up on it, Monasterio, he will make the grab. Oh, another bleeder that almost found green grass, but back to catch it is the Shuckers shortstop. And there's one gone for Jariel Gonzalez. If you can believe it, as Nick Childs will come out and have a word with Luna as Harold Chirino is now warming out of the Shuckers bullpen, tonight's game has outdrawn all four of the Hancock-Whitney Classic games that we have had between 2020 and 2022. The highest attended one was on March 11th of 2020, 6,029 that night. So this goes down as tied for the second largest crowd in MGM Park history tonight.
Wow. Folks, if you're listed on your radios, you're at the ballpark. History.
It has been an electric night, and you could feel it the second that the gates opened at 4:30 today. It is so great to see so many people. And now, after Childs makes the visit out to the mound, Mike Guerrero waits for him, and Carlos Luna will have a chance to face off against Jariel Gonzalez, who switch hitter will bat from the left side. Infield stays drawn in with runners on second and third. And the first offer is a little outside for a ball. It is 1-0. So Chirino continuing to warm. Meanwhile, a left-hander has gotten up and started. The kick and the 1-0. And a wave and a miss. He fooled him with a changeup. The count is 1-1. Tells me that since Hayden Deal has already thrown in this game, unless Jared Schuster, tomorrow's scheduled starter for Mississippi, is getting warm, that should be a Jake Higginbotham out there.
Appears to be.
The 1-1. And a fastball bounced right at Valerio. Runner comes home. Here's the throw. And they have him caught in a rundown. Dean is waving for the runner to advance. He gets out of the baseline. And no one was covering first. So retreating back is Gonzalez. But they get the lead runner, Dean, on a ground out. And there are two gone here in the ninth.
Well, that's exactly what you want to do. Chase him back towards the bag. Already a guy occupying that base, and you don't allow Gonzalez to take second.
So 4-2 on the putout of Dean. It's the second out here in the inning. Gonzalez reaches on the fielder's choice, and Alexander does move down to third. So still men on the corners, and now Andrew Moritz, who has reached each of his last three times up. The set and the first offer, and that is right on the outer black of fastball at 90 miles an hour for a strike. It is 0-1. The Shuckers will have a tall task in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing by four. But they'll have Valerio, Devaney, and Coca, the three scheduled to hit. Trailing 7-3 as the 0-1. Is shot down the left field line towards the Cloud 7 skybox and back down into the stands foul. The count 0-2 to Moritz. Inning started with a single by Delgado. Bunnell then doubled the center. Justin Dean, a two RBI single to right. as Bunnell avoided a tag at home by Reitz. The set by Luna in the 0-2. And this is a bouncer up the middle. Valerio ranges, and he can't pick it backhand as it skips away from him. Everyone's going to be safe. Alexander scores, and it's a three-run top of the ninth.
A really tough play for Valerio because he's trying to beat Gonzalez to second. Really no chance at first, only plays to second. He's trying to scoop it, and with Gonzalez's speed, he's almost there. And a tough hop as well off the infield dirt. He's trying to run to the bag before he got the baseball.
So still men on first and second and two gone, and now it's Hendrick Clementina. He's the eighth man to bat in this inning. Luna looks back to second on the first offer. And Clementina, home run hacking, weaves right through a cutter for a strike. Clementina with a big home run back in the second that tied the game at two. Shuckers led this 2-1 going to the second. The run they have scored since was a solo homer by Reitz in the sixth. Luna's 0-1. And this is fouled right back to the screen. The count is 0-2. That was coming up here without a screen partner.
Hope you brought your adult glove to the ballpark today.
I got the net right here.
Gotta catch it.
A hot shot like that. I don't know if I'll be able to react fast enough. The 0-2. And Clementina swings and misses for a strikeout. But three runs score for the M-Braves in the top of the ninth inning. And as we head to the home half of the ninth, it's now Mississippi 8 and Biloxi 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their 6-day. Call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Last of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 8-3. New hurler into the ballgame. It is the left-hander, Jake Higginbotham, and he gets Felix Valerio, and time is called. I'm not sure why. Well, it's settled away now. And now the first offer to Valerio, and that is high for a ball, 1-0.
Well, Higginbotham, a former Clemson Tiger, making his 28th appearance with the M-Braves this season, 2-3, ERA just under 5 at 4.97.
1-0. And Valerio fouls it off right side. It is 1-1.
He's recorded two saves this season in 29 innings. He's walked just 9, struck out 31 on the year.
Base is empty. Just starting here in the bottom of the ninth, and the 1-1 to Valerio is low and inside. And it's two balls and one strike. So Ferguson goes an inning, strikes out two, does not allow a hit, a walk, or a run. The 2-1, and Valerio gets into this one, left field, forget about it. Solo home run, Felix Valerio. Now he's got to start somewhere. And Valerio gives that one a ride, his 11th homer of the season. The Shuckers back within four at 8-4. All four runs for the Shuckers, scoring on home runs tonight. As Valerio tees off on the first, and now the Shuckers, they've had so many comebacks this season. Do they have one more incredible one in them in front of the sellout crowd on July 3rd? Here's the first pitch to Devaney, and Cam sends it high into the night sky. First base side of the infield, Dirt Pennell, through some jeering and cheering, makes the grab for the out. One gone. One gone in Yason Coca, the batter. Switch hitter will bat from the right side. As the kick and the offer, and Coca bounces it foul, third base side for a strike. It is 0-1. With noting that the Shuckers have brought Jason Lopez out of the dugout, he is swinging a bat in the on-deck circle. It appears they will pinch hit for Terrence Dostin here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The set and the 0-1. And a wave and a miss at a slider, and it's 0-2. Coca 0-3 tonight. Lined out sharply to left. That was the opposite way back in the second when he was hitting from the left side against the right-hander Alan Ramhell. The 0-2. And this is bounced, a high bouncer, third base side. Coming in on it, Alexander, the throw is true. And Lugbauer with the stretch. Well, we've seen it a lot this year, but it might not be a lot of, not just in the Southern League, but in minor league baseball, than Alexander and Lugbauer. And there are two gone now, and the last hope for the Shuckers, trailing by four, is Jason Lopez. So here's Lopez from the right side. Left-hander Higginbotham waits, and the offer. And that is way inside for a ball, 1-0. 8-4 M Braves here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers had a 2-1 lead after the first. M Braves tied it with a run in the second, took a lead with a run in the third. Two in the fifth. Shuckers got one back in the sixth, but a three-run top of this ninth inning has given Mississippi some breathing room. 1-0, that's inside with a fastball at 95, 2-0. Shuckers getting a run here in the bottom of the ninth thanks to a leadoff home run by Felix Valerio. They now have no outs to work with as Lopez waits for a 2-0 offer. And here's the pitch, and that's hit to left. Deep drive, Jason Lopez has done it, a pinch hit home run. Oh, he was the Sunday hero last week. Shuckers down to their last out here. Lopez launches one to left field to keep the Shuckers alive. It is 8-5 now. Second home run of the inning and the fourth of the night for Biloxi. Now they need to keep it rolling as Noah Campbell comes to bat. And he swings and fouls off the first pitch for a strike. It is 0-1. The 0-1. And Campbell watches a slide. 1-1. Well, that is the first pinch hit home run since all the way back in 2017 for the Shuckers. 1-1. That's hit the opposite way. That falls in for a base hit. And the Shuckers rally continues. A single by Noah Campbell, the third time that he's been on base. And it's 8-5. And the tying run is going to be on deck for the Shuckers in the form of Joey Weimer. And with that, Bo Henning is going to come out and have a quick word. But the last time the Shuckers had a pinch hitter hit a home run was all the way back on May 8th of 2017 at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville when Clint Coulter hit a solo pinch hit home run in the seventh inning. A pinch hit bomb by Lopez. And a sellout crowd that stuck around, they're seeing what the Shuckers rally is all about. Shuckers trailed 8-3 heading to the bottom of this ninth inning. They have a man on first but two outs, and Andrew Monasterio in from the right side. Higginbotham readies. And the lefty, the first offer. And a swing and a miss for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Higginbotham came in and pitched on Friday night through a scoreless inning and a 4-0 Braves win. The set down the 0-1. And that is high. It is 1-1. Higginbotham also pitched back on Tuesday night, even an inning and two-thirds. Gave up just a hit and struck out one. So third time pitching in this series. 1-1, and Monasterio takes low and inside. It is 2-1. So a leadoff home run by Valerio, a pinch hit, two-out homer by Lopez, and a single by Campbell. He leads off of first. The 2-1, and that is high and outside. Three balls and a strike to Andrew Monasterio. And there is some right-handed action down in the Braves bullpen. The set out of the 3-1. And Monasterio, bouncer, third base side. Pick cleanly, Alexander. Throw to first in time. Well, the Shuckers attempted a rally. They had a little bit of drama. But unfortunately, they end up falling in nine innings tonight. And they lose their first series of the season as they fall in this game by a final score of 8-5, but plenty of fireworks. Shuckers hit four. Well, coming up next, it is the post-game show. We'll have a recap of this one and get you set for our July 4th game. Stick around if you're with us on MILB.TV as well. We will have our fireworks extravaganza coming up on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 8-5. Air Green with you here. Thomas Zunzarella alongside. Let's take you back through this one. And it started in the first inning. Justin Dean led off with a single. C.J. Alexander struck out, but Dean stole second, moved to third on a throwing error, and scored on an RBI double by Drew Lugbauer. Mississippi had a 1-0 lead. But Lexi struck back in the bottom of the first, though, as Noah Campbell led off with a walk and then scored on a two-out, two-run homer by Jackson Reitz, his 18th of the season. And at that point, Biloxi had a 2-1 lead. Braves would tie it in the top of the second on a solo homer by Hendrick Clementina, his 8th of the year. They're square at 2, and then Mississippi would go in front in the third on a solo homer by Cade Bunnell. Braves would add on two more in the fifth. This one hurts a little bit because it was a couple of line drives that the Shuckers outfielders had a shot at. They just weren't quite able to snag. It was a leadoff double by Delgado and then a triple to center field by Bunnell. Bunnell would end up scoring with two outs on a sac fly by C.J. Alexander. But Lexi got a run back in the bottom of the sixth thanks to a solo home run by Jackson Reitz. And that is where we would stay. Shuckers did have a chance in the seventh inning. They had back-to-back walks to Terrence Dawson and Noah Campbell with two outs in the inning, but couldn't drive in a run there. And then in the top of the ninth inning, the Braves just found the gaps. Riley Delgado with a leadoff single. Cade Bunnell then doubled the center field on a close play out there that was nearly caught by Coca. Justin Dean then with a two RBI single to right. Remember, that was the throw in by Weimer that was nearly tagged out at home. It was a great throw. Reitz just had to swipe his tag, and he narrowly missed getting the runner, Bunnell. And as a result, two runs scored, a single by Alexander, a pop-out of fielder's choice, and then an RBI single by Andrew, another run, and it was 8-3 at that point. In the bottom of the ninth, though, the Shuckers had a little bit of action. Felix Valerio with a solo home run to start off a rally for Biloxi. And then with two outs in the ninth inning, Jason Lopez was brought on as a pinch hitter. He had a pinch hit home run to bring the Shuckers within three. A single by Noah Campbell kept the inning alive, but then Andrew Monasterio grounds out, and the Shuckers end up falling in this one by a final score of 8-5. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look around scores from the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system and get you set for tomorrow on July 4th, where the Shuckers will be in action when we go to Montgomery. We'll have all of that for you as the postgame show continues to roll along next all across the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 410.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Well, welcome back on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 8-5. Fireworks set to go off here in just a few minutes. But let's go ahead and take a look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League. And for that, we send you to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. We were recapping on the pregame show. The big first inning that Chattanooga had, 5-1. They were leading after one because of five runs in the bottom of the first inning. They would go on to win 10-6 over Birmingham to snap their three-game winning streak. Barron's five runs in the top of the fourth inning. They came awfully close and actually took the lead 6-5 in the fourth, but run in the fifth, two in the sixth, and two in the eighth inning. Alan Serta hit a home run in the sixth inning to put Chattanooga ahead. Go-ahead home run and ultimately the game-winning home run. Rowdy Reed, though, a grand slam.
Whoa.
His 12th home of the season. That really was most of the scoring in that fourth inning. And three errors by the Lookouts, which ended up allowing in five runs on earned. So Carson Spears,
yikes,
3 2/3, two home runs, one on the grand slam, just one earned out of the six. So, but Chattanooga still goes on to win by a score of 10-6. We got two games going on still right now. Actually, scratch that, only one. They just threw the last out in Pensacola. Troy Johnson struck out swinging, so the Biscuits win 4-1. Tonight, Cody Mincy ended up going 6 2/3, allowed two runs on four hits and a strikeout. But the bigger news is that Mincy had a no-hitter going into the sixth inning. A Tyler Frank double broke up Mincy's no-hitter, and then a two-run single spoiled the shutout in the sixth, and that led to the two-run six. They got two more in the eighth inning. They did. Pensacola did get a run in the ninth on a Victor Mesa sack fly. But 4-1, Biscuits winners over the Blue Wahoos.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. As for scores from around the Brewers affiliated system, boy, it is tough. Shuckers' only full-season affiliate did not come away with a victory today. Let's start down in Low A, Carolina, where the Mudcats get a walk-off 4-3 win over Fayetteville. That is a big bounce back for them after a tough series against the Downey's Wood Ducks. Today, Jefferson Caro hit his sixth home run of the year. Gene Carmona had a sack fly that drove in a run. Eduardo Garcia with an RBI double. And then Zach Rabby with a walk-off RBI single. The Mudcats came back from 3-0 down and won it 4-3 in today's game. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, they didn't get a walk-off, but they did get the last run in the bottom of the eighth inning. They started with a 1-0 lead thanks to a Tristan Peters RBI single. Ashton McGee and Antonio Pinheiro each hit their third home runs of the year. Xavier Warren with an RBI double to tie the game in the bottom of the third, and we would go scoreless in that game until the bottom of the eighth when Tyler Black had an RBI single that won it for Wisconsin. Cam Robinson doesn't get the save today. He gets the win as he throws two scoreless innings. And last but not least, the Nashville Sounds today, 7-4 winners as Tyler Herb throws the last four innings to pick up the save for the for Nashville today. 7-4 winners. Brewers, they get a 2-0 win over the Pirates. Brandon Woodruff, welcome back to the rotation. Six innings worth of work, six hits, no runs, no walks, eight strikeouts. Devin Williams is 21st save, hold, and Josh Hader with his 25th save. All right, as the fireworks go off here at MGM Park, the final numbers from our game tonight. For the Mississippi Braves, 8 runs on 15 hits. They did not commit an error, and they left 8 men on base. For the Shuckers, 5 runs, all of them on home runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They end up leaving 6 men on base. The winning pitcher, Alan Ranhel, improves to 3-2. Justin Bullock drops to 0-2 in the ballgame tonight. Tonight's game took 2 out of a sellout crowd of 6,098 fans here at MGM Park. With the win, the Mississippi Braves are 33-42 on the year. They're 4-2 in the second half of the Southern League season. As for the Shuckers, they're now 36-37. They are 2-4 on the Southern League season in the second half. Next up for Biloxi, it's a 6:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night as we are on the road in Montgomery for July 4th. The Shuckers and the right-hander Victor Castaneda to the mound, 1-2 with a 2.37 ERA. He will be opposed by the right-hander Jaden Murray, 5-2 with a 2.98. First pitch comes your way at 6:05 p.m., so we will be on the air for you tomorrow from Montgomery at 5:50. tomorrow afternoon. Well, it is so much effort to put in a 12-game homestand. So big thanks to the entire staff here for the Biloxi Shuckers, the grounds crew, everybody who makes it possible here. Big thanks to our production staff tonight, as well as a big thanks to Thomas Zanzarella, play-by-play color commentator, broadcast coordinator as well. Thomas, thank you, as always, for all of your hard work, sir.
Oh, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Sunday night and your July 4th weekend. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zanzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Mississippi Braves 8, the Biloxi Shuckers 5. We will see you tomorrow night for the 4th of July in Montgomery. Until then, have a very pleasant and safe 4th of July weekend from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Cruisin' day and night. This is Cruisin' WGCM.